Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 10, reading verse 1 through 4. "And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican or tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname or last name was Thaddeus. Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him." Heavenly Father, help us today. Help me to teach and to preach the Word of God, but please touch the hearts of those listening. Give them understanding. Send them conviction for sin, righteousness, and judgment, as Jesus said in John chapter 16. Lord, touch the heart of everyone listening. Lord, in these last days, it's imperative that we preach the Word of God. And it's imperative that people accept Christ before it's too late. So again, Lord, please help us today. And we thank you and praise you in that wonderful, matchless, priceless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The book of Matthew, up until this point, you'll see Jesus healing the sick and casting out devils. But here, he calls 12 disciples, and later on, after the resurrection, they're known as apostles. A disciple is one that follows and learns of the Master. An apostle is one that is sent with the message, sent with the gospel. Apostello in Greek, to send. And truly, that's the church. That's the message of the church. Jesus, when he rose from the dead, he hung around for a little bit and then he went to heaven. And then we read in Acts that the Spirit was sent to empower the apostles and anyone else that would believe. And we can read the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, and if you read it, you'll find that they did the same thing that Jesus did. They healed the sick, they cast out devils, they raised the dead on occasion, just like Jesus. And these guys, Peter and James and John, what have you, they're all gone. They're long dead. But the Great Commission, which we'll probably read today, and I've preached on, and others have preached on countless times, to go into the entire world to preach these things, to preach the good news. It's good news. That's what the word gospel means, not bad news, not, hey, come to church or we're going to send out teams looking for you, or come to church and we're going to smack you down if you get out of line. No. It's good news. The good news is John 3:16. I can quote it. You know it. But the love of God and the sacrifice of God's own Son. It's silly to think that God went through all that trouble of giving us a Bible, the Old Testament and the New, but in the Old Testament telling us, hey, this is what's going to happen, and just like it foretold, things happened. That God sent His Son to die for us and to pay the price for our sin and for entrance into heaven. It's silly to think that if we're a Christian and one day at the end of our life we go to heaven, it's silly to think that God, after having done all that and then given us a great promise, that He would still be mad at us. Jesus is not mad at us. God is angry with sin, sure. But if you forsake your sin, He'll forgive you. He'll wipe the slate clean. And you can go on through life as if you've never sinned. That's called imputed righteousness. Again, God is not mad at us, because if we trust that His Son paid the penalty for your sin, you go free. And the anger at sin doesn't apply to you anymore. Now, if we commit sin in the future, we ought to repent. But God loves us. Again, God sent His Son to die in our place. And Jesus is not mad at us either. Remember on the cross, He mentioned the ones that had nailed Him there, the Roman soldiers and the Jewish religious leaders who made the decision, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. God is not mad at us. Jesus is not mad at us. That's the good news. But again, He called His 12 disciples, and then He sent them out with power to cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, what have you. He sent them out to do His works. Everything that you see Jesus did, you'll see in the book of Acts, they did. And here in the Gospels. In fact, in Luke chapter 9, it says that it tells this same story that He called His 12 disciples and sent them out. And then in chapter 10, He found 70 other guys and sent them out. And after they had been gone a week or two, a month, however long it was, they came back and said, hey, Master, you ought to see all the things that we were able to do in Your name and with Your power. But the greatest miracle, you want to talk about miracles? It's wonderful if you have some debilitating disease and God heals you. But the greatest miracle is new life.
The greatest miracle is that you be turned from darkness to light, from the road to hell to entrance to heaven. I got a golden ticket, the boy sang in the movie. And my golden ticket is the Lord Jesus Christ who died for me, and I get to go to heaven when I die. Oh, and you can come too. And that's what these four verses are about. That's what these four verses are about. The call of God. The call of God. Because they were called to preach. In chapter 9 of Matthew, we can read of that apostle's call and how he threw a party, told all his friends and said, hey, I'm going to live for God. And these others, and if you go through the Gospels, you can find where this or that other one was called. Jesus said, hey, you, by name, follow me. Hey, we're going to go preach the gospel. And I want to say that God calls today. God calls preachers today. God calls men of God today. A man of God obeys the Bible, lives as the Bible says, doesn't think of himself, doesn't care for himself. He cares for others. He pours out his life for others. He cares for the flock and gives of his life for the flock, the local church, what have you, and doesn't prey upon them, doesn't steal from them, doesn't abuse their trust. A man of God will be as Christ, will live as Christ, and all the virtues that you can think of the Lord, a true man of God, called by the Lord, will try to exemplify the Lord Jesus Christ. But again, there's this call. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 9, and as Jesus passed from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, or the bench where they collected taxes. And he saith unto him, follow me. Follow me. And he arose and followed him. Quit his job. He said to the guy beside him, hey, you take over, I'm gone. I was talking with my bishop about an hour ago. He's up a little bit north of Denver Springs. And we were talking about the ministry, among other things. How everyone in our group, unless we're retired, we have to have a job. We pastor the church, or we preach on the radio, or we do this or that. But most of our income comes from a second job. Just like the job that you have, or wish you had, I guess. 8 to 5, or whatever it is. And then we come home, and instead of plopping in front of the TV, we might get our Bible and read and study. We might make a phone call to counsel someone. We might get up at 4 in the morning to meet somebody at the hospital or whatever the case. And we're underpaid, but we don't complain about it. Paid? I don't get any money. Again, we're glad to serve the Lord because He called us. God from heaven called us and said to preach and to teach the Word of God. Mark chapter 1, verse 16 through 18. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea. For they were fishers. Whether it was a cast net or a seine, I don't know. But I've used a cast net. I understand how that works. But these guys did it for a living. They were fishermen, commercial fishermen. And Jesus said unto them, "Come after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. Oh, I wish that I didn't have to have a second job or a third job sometimes. I wish I could be full-time in the ministry. But everyone I know in my group that's full-time in the ministry is either already worked and is retired, or has to get up and go to work every morning, just like everybody else. Oh, I wish. Luke chapter 6, verse 12 and 13, "And it came to pass in those days that he went into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles." Acts chapter 14, verse 21 through 23. And this is a little bit different. This is Paul and probably Barnabas. "And when they had preached the gospel in that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples, making sure that they understood the truth, making sure that they believed right, making sure that they were living for God, not a confirmation ritual in some church, but the care of their souls. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God." Heaven is wonderful, and I can't wait to be there. I can't wait to walk on those streets of gold. But to get there, it's not a bed of roses. In the apostles' day, they suffered. Paul was beaten, whipped several times, stoned several times. Okay, I haven't been stoned in a good while, I suppose. But when I turned to God, November 30th, 1984, I was at LSU. When I came back that next January, all of my friends forsook me because I wanted to live for God and they didn't. I have been threatened. I have been called names. I have been cursed at. Down in Haiti, well, I've told about Haiti before, but there is true persecution. I've experienced a little bit. I've experienced hardship. I came near death two or three times in my trips down to Haiti. But Jesus said that when you suffer hardship or persecution, that you ought to praise God, that you counted worthy to suffer for the Master and along with him. But it says that after they had counseled with these disciples in these various cities, Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, and it says, "And they ordained them elders in every church. And they prayed with them again with fasting." Not just prayer, but prayer and fasting. A little bit suffering along with your prayer. It says that they commended them to the Lord, on whom they had believed. And then the apostles went on to other towns. And in their wake, if you want to use that term, they started churches. And they ordained pastors. Maybe appointed a deacon or two, what have you. God does the calling. Of that there's no doubt. God calls to preach. But he uses men of God to help the process along. But not only were the 12 disciples called, it says that they were empowered. And it mentions the hard one first. It says that they were empowered to cast out devils. He gave them power to cast out devils. And then you say, well, I don't care if you don't believe in devils. I don't care. I don't care if you believe it. The Bible says demons exist. And if you'll be honest with me and with yourself, every one of you has seen evidence of demon spirits. Every one of you has seen the work of the devil in your neighborhoods or on TV. You can't tell me drug addiction. I understand it's a chemical thing. But you can't tell me drug addiction and everything that goes with it isn't of the devil. You can't tell me. But I'll tell you that Jesus can deliver from drugs. Jesus can set you free or other people free or what have you from drugs. You may say, I need a fix or I can't stop or I gotta have it or... But I'm telling you, Jesus can set you free. Turn to him with your whole heart. Ask him to forgive you of the horrible sins you commit. And ask him to set you free. And he can do it. He can do it. He can do it. I mentioned the Great Commission. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, or hey, listen up, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. He empowered the apostles. He sent them out. He says, through the power of the Spirit, that he would be with us. So let's go preach the gospel. Again, there's power. There's power. And there's authority. Power in the Greek, dunamis. Authority in the Greek, exousia. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, or instead of Christ coming to you, we come to you in his stead, saying and begging, be ye reconciled unto God. Again, God calls the preacher. God empowers the preacher. And not only did he do it back then, he does it today. And not only does He call His preachers, He calls on every man, everywhere, to repent. Repent means to turn. If you're walking in sin, doing wrong, you need to stop, turn around, and walk the other way. Live for God. Do the right things. Obey the Bible. He calls every man, everywhere, to repent and believe the gospel. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's JoeyKelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street. Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.